Welcome to the Brighton Book Club. I am with the wonderful Ruth Wainwright, whose name I'm never going to be able to say, at the Feminist Bookshop in Brighton. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So, I must admit it's a building site at the moment, but it's going to be amazing.
It's a work in progress.
So, Ruth, can you tell us when the Feminist Bookshop opens and a bit about the history of you opening it?
Sure. So our first day open to the public is next Sunday, the 17th of November. Very exciting. So we're going to be open from midday till 5. That's the plan. If we can get it already in time, which I'm very optimistic about.
And what made you decide to open a feminist bookshop in Brighton as opposed to any other kind of bookshop anywhere else in the UK?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it actually started with a feminist book group. So when I first arrived in Brighton, I wanted to make some new friends. And I thought one way to do that would be to start a book club. And I was reading a lot of books about feminism and really enjoying them, wanting to talk to some people about it. So I thought, hey, let's set it up, see what happens. And the response was great. And we built such an incredible group and we had such interesting discussions that it felt like we could take it to the next level, which would be opening a bookshop, obviously.
Obviously. So the Feminist Bookshop is completely independent, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my living room being converted into a bookshop, so you can't get more independent than that, I don't think.
It's right in the heart of Brighton on Upper North Street. Did you look at many other properties and why did you choose this space?
I chose it just because it was the house that I was buying, and then I thought, oh, it's got a shop front. Oh, maybe it used to be a shop. Mm-hmm. Looked into it. 20 years ago, it was an antique shop. So I thought, oh, well, we can just convert it back and see what happens.
And how have you decided what books you're going to stock? Because you've got lots of shelf space, but not loads and loads of shelf space. So how have you whittled it down?
Gosh, it's been, quite a big task. So we had some kind of very broad guidelines, which were books by self-identifying women about issues that predominantly affect women. Mm-hmm. And then we decided we wanted to have fiction, non-fiction, and make sure that we had books for children and young adults. And then after that, it's just been a process of lots and lots of research, looking at what feminist blogs are talking about, what magazines are talking about, a lot of books that I love myself. And we've come up with a collection of about 1,000 books to start with. And then we're going to just keep learning, keep researching. Definitely want to hear from all of our customers about what they want to see in the shop. And we'll build the collection as we go.
And are you going to also use it as an event space? Because there is a coffee machine, which I'm already very excited about. I'm planning my working from home days from working from a feminist bookshop. How nice does that sound?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a cafe as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to serve coffee from The Girls Who Grind, who is an incredible roastery, which is all female roastery. And they pick coffee from female suppliers where there are women in management at the coffee plants. And so people can come in for coffee, hang out, and then we'll also have some events in the evenings. So we're working on the programme now. But the first event is going to be a life drawing session here one Saturday night, which I think will be really, really fun, surrounded by books and naked women.
Oh, it's ideal. What could be better than books and naked women, which seems a strange way to end this interview. Ruth, how can we find you and how can we find out about the Feminist Bookshop online?
Well, you can find us at 48 Upper North Street anytime from the 17th. Come and pop in. We'll be open from Wednesdays to Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be at thefeministbookshop.com. We'll be going live around the same time. And otherwise, just look for us on Instagram or Facebook.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you so much.